Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. Rick Tittle with you, a TGIF episode, getting you ready for the sporting weekend. What we do here at Sports Byline USA is we talk sports. Yes, it is a radio network, and we've been doing it since the 80s, and I'd love to have you be a part of the show if you see fit. Here I am in my customary time slot, M-F, 9 to noon Pacific time. Our studios in downtown San Francisco. Scott is over there on the board, manning the phones as well, getting the guests on the air. He'll take your calls. Well, he'll answer, and then I'll talk to you at 1-800-878-PLAY, and I cover every sporting topic, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. It doesn't matter. If it is sports, then you will be able to talk to me. Now I sound like William Shatner. We to shun, to go away, to say no, not me. So let's do it. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also need to give you Rick's Picks, R-I-X-P-I-X, as I do every Friday. I tell you who's going to win and who's going to win in the National Football League. We had the Battle of Ohio yesterday, the only state that is round on both ends and high in the middle. Talk about that. It was an okay game. You know, I think a lot of people, like myself, it was my first chance to look at Joe Burrow. Didn't get to see him last week, and there'll be some growing pains. Three number one overall picks in that game, though, and Mayfield and Garrett and Burrow. We'll talk about that. Also, Major League Baseball, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, Macho Libre. NBA, NHL, talked to Sal Berry actually today on the show in the second hour. First hour, of course, Jan Wall, film critic. We'll have some film guests, entertainment guests. And then we'll talk to Chad Lee from about his new game. That'll be in around 11:10. But the lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. So we'll take a big break here, and we'll come on, quick break. We'll come on back with Jan Wall.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now through September 8th, you can get some great deals like Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, just $26.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Or Bosch Pure Vision Wiper Blades. Buy one, get one free. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network in 177 countries. Friday's first hour, we're always well-chuffed to be joined by our friend, the Bay Area film critic legend, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
Hey, Ricky. Good to hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Ricky? Thanks. And as always, this first hour is jammed with some guests, and at the end we'll get some of Jan's recommendations. But let's go to that first guest. It is Zachary Kapp, and is here to talk about the new documentary called The Ringmaster, directed by Molly Dworsky and Dave Newberg, and it chronicles the outrageous journey of Las Vegas filmmaker and recovering gambling addict, the very said Zachary Kapp, and his attempt to catapult Larry Lang, a very humble fry chef from Minnesota, into world fame because of his onion rings. Zachary, this is I've never heard of a movie. This is not a ripoff of another movie. When did this all get started?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Well, it all started in 2015. I actually had just exited rehab. I had a gambling addiction for sports gambling, actually. I know I'm on a sports show. And my grandfather, his name was Martin Kapp, he passed away shortly after I exited rehab. And all my life he told me he wanted me to be a filmmaker. So I used the inheritance that he left me to start a production company with my brothers. And I wanted to make a really compelling film. And every year of my life, I would always visit a town in southwest Minnesota called Worthington. And there was a restaurant there called Michael's. And they were known for having the best onion rings in the world. The Washington Post, actually, the food critic there, his name is Tom Sietsema, he called them the world's greatest. And he actually is in the film and told me that they're so good, they belong in the attic of the Smithsonian, in the halls of the Smithsonian. And basically, it started out as a film about these onion rings and the Lang family legacy. But then I kind of broke the cardinal rule of filmmaking. I got too close to the subject of the film. I wanted to change his life. And I thought he deserved more. And these onion rings are so good. I thought they should be world famous. So I started creating opportunities for this man, Larry, who's a wonderful man, him and his sister, Linda. It's a secret family recipe. Only they know it. And so I'm in the film. I create these opportunities. One of the opportunities involves Kiss the Band. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and the band make a cameo. And the film culminates in this grand tasting in Las Vegas at Piero's restaurant for a private tasting involving the Las Vegas Raiders. And the team's owner, Mark Davis, actually makes a cameo in the film. And that tasting was arranged by Piero's owner, Freddie Glusman.
So I got to tell you,
a wild ride.
I saw the film. This is Jan Wall, and I saw the film. It is so much fun. It's not just about onion rings. It's about the people. And it's this great little warm story. It's also about addiction, and it's a good warning for people with gambling addiction. But it's also just during this COVID time, I mean, it took me away, you know. It's a sweet film, you know. Yeah, it's onion rings, and it goes in my food and film lecture now, but it's just sweet the way you concentrated on these people.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you for your kind words. And I like to tell people that the movie is very much like an onion. There are so many layers to this story. And
yeah,
it does deal with everything from addiction to Alzheimer's disease. And mm-hmm. The film is actually being released on October 6th on digital and on demand. You can get it on Apple TV, Prime Video, Google Play, and other streaming services. And every purchase is going to benefit Alzheimer's research.
Great, great. Plus, you learn
a
lot about
onion
rings.
Very big role in the film. Say that again.
You learn so much about onion rings.
I know, but I'll tell you what, Jan. These onion rings are the world's greatest. That food critic's not lying.
You.
And I wouldn't have gone through all the aggravation of making this movie if they weren't. They're really incredible.
Yeah,
and
you
I
know what?
I
was thinking about Mark Davis. His haircut is a giant onion ring, so he fits right in.
He does have a unique haircut, and he's wonderful in the film. He makes a very special cameo. I don't want to spoil what happens in the end, but it's very thrilling, and I would say it's the film is funny, but it's also heartbreaking in the end.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Well, tell me this, Zachary. You produced it, you wrote it, you edited it. Was this a 24/7 pull your hair out kind of thing, or did it go smoothly?
Oh no, I pulled my hair out for almost 5 years making this movie. Actually 3.5 years. We've been playing film festivals all over the world for the last year, and we've won several awards. And I'm just so grateful that the film has been resonating with audiences everywhere it's played. And
yeah,
I'm excited
for your listeners
to watch it. Hello?
Danny?
It's a fun movie. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I want to recommend everybody to check it out. It's from 1091 Pictures. It's going to happen. It's going to debut, I should say, on October 6th. We've been speaking with producer, writer, and editor Zachary Kapp. It's called The Ringmaster, and of course, a double entendre there. Zachary, congratulations on the film, and let's catch up on your next one.
Thank you so much, and all you listeners, go check out theringmaster.com. The trailer's on there, and more information about the film, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Congratulations
right.
on your gambling addict addiction being, you know, destroyed, hopefully one day at a time.
That's right, one day at a time. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And, Jan, we just have a couple minutes here. Did you ever have a movie addiction? Like, did you ever see Go Ape, where they showed all five Planet of the Apes back to back to back to back to back?
Listen, Rick, I have a movie addiction every day. And I get high, in a legal sense, from movies every day. So I would say the answer to that is definitely yes.
I wanted to ask you this, too. Every once in a while, there's an actor, an actress, and I don't know how they got their start. I don't know if it was a favor or there was somebody rich, but I watched this movie, Adrift, one of those survival at sea movies, with Shailene Woodley. Shailene Woodley has an annoying voice. I don't think she's a very good actress at all. She's not beautiful. I don't understand why she's an actress.
Was she in The Descendants? She played George Clooney's daughter in The Descendants.
I don't. I never saw that. She was in those Insurgent movies. You know, the Hunger Game ripoffs.
Well, there's many ways people. I mean, I have whole talks about how people get their starts, and there's many ways. You know, she could have an unusual look that the part seemed to call for. She could have gave a great reading in her audition. Or she could be related to someone or involved with someone. It could be anything.
Right. Well,
it's
to me,
business.
If you can
sing,
you're funny. Like you know, Kathy Bates isn't beautiful, but she's a great actress. Right. You know, I want some talent. I need something. And even if you're a terrible actress, I mean, Frank Sinatra wasn't a great actor, even though he got nominated
yes,
for an Oscar.
Oh, yes, he was. Oh, you want to fight on that one?
Oh, have you ever seen Von Ryan's Express?
Yeah, but have you ever seen The Man with the Golden Arm?
Yeah, he's reading off cue cards.
Oh, please. Give me Sinatra anytime. Anytime, anywhere, any sound.
By the way, Darren just texted me, and you're right. She was in The Descendants.
Fabulous in that. Why don't you see that? Why don't you see that, baby, and we'll revisit this conversation?
All right, well, you're the expert here. So let's. I want everybody to know that. I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Jan Wall and Rick Tittle on the other side.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
You better get in line, girl. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on American Forces and around the world on terrestrial radio, along with Jan Wall, as always.
Hey, baby.
Our next guest, Jan, is Rob Ekno, and he has a book called Alaska's True Gold. Before we get to that, Rob, first of all, welcome to the show. You had such a rise and fall and rise again to your career and the way you found faith and overcoming some demons that really could have ended everything for you. In a nutshell, can you just tell people what I mean by the rise and fall and rise?
Yeah, well, 28 years ago, I was living on the Greyhound bus station in Fort Lauderdale, and I was ready to jump off the bridge there and let one of those wonderful cruise ships just end it all for me. And I heard this wonderful voice say, "Why don't you go out to Hollywood and try to make something out of your life?" And I came out here, and I ended up on TV for 15 years hosting TV shopping networks. And then the market crashed and life crashed and all kinds of stuff happened. And I've been in more peaks and valleys, as you mentioned, than I think anybody could be in.
Rob?
Let's talk about a lot.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I'm, I can't hear you.
All right. Hey, Rob, Alaska's True Gold. It's amazing when you talk about all the time that you've spent up in Alaska, and we think about how it's the last frontier and it's so uninhabited and the wildlife and the weather and everything else, but you really got to know what you call its true cherished gems, its people, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, after I had one of those, falls that you were talking about 8 years ago, and a divorce happened, I ended up getting a job offer up in Alaska. I ended up in the tour business. I ended up getting on a private cruise ship. I ended up traveling all around to these intimate little ports and places that the big ships really don't get a chance to. And I get to meet all of these incredible people. You know, it's interesting. If you show an interest in people, Rick, people really want to tell you about their lives. And so I created this show called Alaska's True Gold. And those of you who remember the wonderful man, Hugh Hauser, people who are considering me to be like the next guy to go up to Alaska and be like the Hugh Hauser of Alaska. So, through that, I had these great experiences. And I ended up also writing my latest book called Is It God or Coincidence? Coming to Grips with the Unexpected Wonders in Life. And several of the stories in that book all are related to my experiences with people and places in Alaska.
Oh, Rob, this is great. This is Jan Wall. We had a technical problem there a minute ago. Sorry. Anyway, I love Alaska. I've been there a lot, but I haven't been there as much as you. And you have met. Can you just thumbnail describe some of the incredible characters in this magical place called Alaska?
I mean, you have such diversity of characters up there, because you have the native Tlingits up there and you have the Haidas as well that have lived a certain style of life and they still are trying to, live their culture. And then you have the modern world coming up there and now the tourism, which is like their big gold rush now. Taking over the area, which, of course, was hit by COVID, of course, this year. But, the people are just so amazing. To be able to sit down, Jan, one-on-one with somebody who Rick has described basically like me, who has gone through these valleys and survival and through all kinds of different circumstances, whether it be, you know, I mean, one of the pastors that I know out there used to own a fishing company. He said, we used to be so far out in the Bering Sea that you didn't even see another boat for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, not another human being, but they were so far out trying to get crab, they never even saw another boat for 2 to 3 weeks. Imagine being out in that wilderness.
Well, you know, these TV shows they have about Bering Sea and all this, I want to see your show with the people you know. You know, I do a talk on Wild Women of Alaska because the history of women there is amazing. But you have all these just gem characters.
Yeah, they're wonderful. As a matter of fact, I actually created a show a couple of years back called Alaska's Wild Woman, and I had this survivalist of a woman who just does all these incredible things. So we're working on that as well. But you're right; it's so interesting because don't forget you have a whole different way of life up there because there's no, you know, cars are not the norm up there, right? You have the planes and the boats that people travel around from city to city and island to island and so on. So it's just such a unique way of life. So people have these interesting perspectives, and the weather is different, and just amazing wildlife. I mean, you're walking down the street, and a 400-pound bear just walks 10 feet in front of you, and you sit there and you have a conversation with a bear. I mean, that happens on a regular basis, you know, to me.
And have you spent
a couple
time
more questions
there,
for Rob Eck? No.
Yeah. Rick, have you spent time there
ahead,
in Alaska
John.
Yet?
I've never been.
Oh, it is so incredible. These towns, Skagway, you know, all these amazing towns, right? And they just, each one has an individual personality. And then these people who just do interesting things with their time and their survival instincts.
It's incredible, Rick. It has to be on your bucket list. It has to be a must. You got to get up there. It's the cleanest air. It's the most invigorating environment you could possibly ever walk into. Matter of fact, when I left Southern California 8 years ago to go up there, I was thinking, oh my gosh, my life is over. I'm going from this beautiful town of Los Angeles area, bright sunshine. I'm going to Alaska. Let me tell you, Rick, I stepped off the plane in Juneau at the International Airport. I walk outside, there's bright blue skies at 9:30 at night, snow-capped mountains, eagles flying over me, fresh air. It was incredible. It's the most invigorating place I think you could ever go to.
And the history is alive there. You go to some of these. Yeah. Anyway, I want to see your show, Rob. I want you to do Alaska's True Gold on television so that I can watch it.
You know, we're working on it. And actually, while you guys are calling, I was actually up all night for the last several days just putting video together for a new sizzle reel to edit. So we're working on that. And feverishly, hopefully, we'll be able to let the world know how incredible all these people are up there.
Well, I had a college roommate from Anchorage. In fact, in 1983, I had a drink with Sarah Heath, who would go on to become Sarah Palin.
Oh my God, I feel like
I know Alaska a little bit.
No, it's better than that. Ricky, it's better than that.
No, I know. I'm just playing. But tell us a little bit before we go about some of the characters, like Michelle, whose family has been up there way before it was part of the United States.
Yeah, Michelle's been up there, her family, for 114 years, and she grew up in Juneau, and she's as excited as I am. Her and her husband actually decided to compete with the large tourism companies a couple of years ago, and they started this little thing where, you know, people go up there and they want to catch fish, and they don't want to spend $600-$700 per person. Well, her and her husband take you right out to the little place where they know this little cool place where this creek is. And people come up there and they catch salmon, kids, grandmothers, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, there's a gal, Tracy, up there, too, that, you know, she started out as a coffee barrister, and she had this little shop, and she was going to close up because she couldn't make any money, and she made some crab bisque one day, and a tourist came in that was a travel writer and wrote about this article about her crab bisque, and all of a sudden she's a multimillionaire now, and she owns four restaurants in town.
Is there still that crazy ratio between men and women? Because women, the old saying is the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
The goods are odd.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Well, let me just tell you what, the day I got up to Alaska, I didn't have any problem with people coming up to me introducing themselves of the opposite sex, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think,
and Jan's right. You know,
tell us a little bit more about
this. You go ahead.
No, I was just saying, before we go, tell us a little bit more about how we can get a hold of Alaska's True Gold.
Well, Alaska's True Gold is being put together right now. The thing, that's what we're working on right now, is putting that together. We've got the presentation package. You can go on my website at robekno.com. You can see all about that. And you can also see about, if you want to read some of these amazing Alaskan stories, too, they're in my book that I just published a couple weeks ago called Is It God or Coincidence? Coming to Grips with the Unexpected Wonders in Life. And the last chapter is an amazing story of this gentleman and his wife, this 62-year-old love affair that ended on our ship as we were coming back from Alaska. It's a pretty incredible story. I have some folks in Hollywood that want to make a movie out of it. It's a really incredible love story.
That's Rob Ekno, E-K-N-O. Make sure to check it out, Alaska's True Gold. Rob, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you,
really
Rob.
Rick and Jan, thank you guys so much. You have a blessed weekend.
Journey on.
Thank you so much. That's Rob Ekno. And by the way, Jan, just 2 years ago, Rob fell down an open hatch on a cruise ship, laid down there for hours. No one knew he was down there with a broken leg, and all he had was a towel to bite on.
Ugh. The scary thing.
This guy's. They should do a movie about Rob. Is what they should probably do.
Do you know how many actors would love
He kind of looks like Jeremy Piven, or he's in the Me Too
Jeremy
movement.
Oh, Jeremy Piven.
So
well,
career over.
Yeah. You know, a lot of actors would really like that role because it would be close-ups and they'd be in pain. Actors love that.
Oh, I know. Bring it on. All right. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with another guest, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. Our next guest is film director Anthony DiMaria. He has a new film called Cutting to the Truth about a family member of his, Jay Sebring, of course, the great hairdresser who was also part of the horrible tragedy on Cielo Drive from the Manson family, along with Sharon Tate, Abigail Folger, and others. Anthony, Jay Sebring, it wasn't his real name, but that was the name he used, and he was very innovative, especially when it came to men, because getting a haircut for a man, he was the first to use a hairdryer. He was the first to use hairspray instead of pomade. He was the first to use scissors instead of clippers, and then he was the first to charge $50 instead of $2. I mean, he really revolutionized everything that you know, stretches down to me, because I use all that stuff.
Well, first, Rick and Jan, thank you for having me on. No doubt, Jay Sebring, pre-Sebring, men went to a barber shop, and they literally walked in and picked one cut from a barber chart of 12, maybe. It was a flat top, or maybe you parted your hair on the left or the right. But what Jay did is he created men's hair designing, as he called it, but today what is known as hair styling. He literally created it, and he created a custom cut for the man that he used the hair as the frame to the man's face to accentuate the attractive features and diminish the unattractive features.
You know, I'm from West L.A., and this is Jan Wall. I'm from West L.A., and I'm telling you, everybody went to Sebring. I mean, that was the place. My dad went there. He was so beloved for doing this for men. I mean, men had not had this opportunity before.
Well, Jan, it's so nice to hear that, and it really is true. And, you know, when he got his first break, he cut Vic Damone's hair, and then Vic flew from his shop on Fairfax in West Hollywood to the Sands. And he got his, when Jack and Trotter and Frank Sinatra saw his hair, they were like, where'd you get that? So they literally were, it was so transformative that they flew him to the Sands. And very soon after that, Jay was the personal stylist to the entire Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, with the exception of Dean Martin. And then soon after that, Stanley Kubrick hired Jay to design the cut of for Kirk Douglas in Spartacus. So those were his two big breaks, and from there he was literally the designer of every Hollywood iconic look of recording and film stars, Steve McQueen, Jim Morrison, Sam Cooke, everyone.
Yeah, Paul Newman as well. And then, how did he help Bruce Lee get his career going?
That's a great question. And you know, it really is one of the unknown things about Jay that is so shocking. But Jay was very into the martial arts, and he trained with a man named Ed Parker, who was a karate. He trained a lot of the actors and people in Los Angeles. And Ed had what's called the Ed Parker Invitational International. And in 1964, he brought a guest down to do an exhibition from Oakland, and his name was Bruce Lee. And Linda Lee, in her interview, literally said that Bruce's dream was to teach his form of Jeet Kune Do, or Kung Fu. And Jay was there. He was very instrumental with Ed Parker. And so when he saw Bruce Lee, he realized that this was somebody probably on par with Jay in a different field that was a groundbreaker, that was revolutionary. So he was cutting William Dozier's hair, who was the producer of Batman. And
big producer.
Oh, yeah, and and the Green Hornet, as you know, Jan. And mm-hmm. they were talking, and he says, I'm doing a new show, and I need an Asian actor who has charisma, who can play a lead, who actually knows how to fight. And Jay said, I have your man. And he said, who is he? And he said, Bruce Lee. He said, I've never heard of him. He goes, he's your man. So he got some film footage from the Ed Parker's Invitational, presented it to Ed, William Dozier, and also 20th Century Fox. And then, as Linda described, she got a call one day randomly in the afternoon from, hi, this is Bill Dozier. I'm a producer in L.A. I'd like to speak with Bruce Lee. And the rest is history. So Jay literally picked him up at the airport, picked him up in his Cobra, and drove him to the lot on 20th Century. He did a screen test. And Jay and Bruce became very close friends ever since that. I have literally, like, several letters from Bruce to Jay.
If only that kind of self-defense could have helped him against the Manson family.
There's no doubt about that. But, you know, one thing that even Linda said in her interview, there's no defense. That Bruce would say, there's no defense against the gun. And sadly, it
no doubt about it.
You know, and I think that in the film, again, another very little known, but the definitive last actions of Jay that will be forensically looked at in detail. And as a child and growing up, I've never known about any of these things, and I had to find them through the testimony and with help from law enforcement and the district attorney's office.
That's one of the reasons.
I think we should point out
a good, powerful movie.
Yeah, sorry, Anthony DiMaria, the director of Cutting to the Truth, is Jay Sebring's nephew. So, I mean, I was 4 years old when this Laurel or Benedict Canyon tragedy happened. So, how did the family handle it for you? Did they wait till you were a certain age, or did you have to research this on your own? How did you guys handle it as a family growing up?
It's a great question. Well, Jay used to visit our family. My parents moved to Las Vegas from Detroit in 1965. I was born in 66, so I was three when Jay was killed. But Jay used to drive out sometimes with Sharon. I never met Sharon, but my mom was pregnant with me when they would visit. And so I remember him because he was so charismatic. I mean, anyone who knew him, he mm-hmm. was a dynamic man. And but we would play in the yard, and he would chase me, and then he'd let me chase him. And it was a very unusual experience, but he seemed like a really cool friend. Like, he treated me like an equal. Like, I didn't feel like I was with an adult, if that makes any kind mm-hmm. of sense. But mm-hmm. one morning, I was looking through a photo album, and there was this great picture, this black and white, of him. And I said to my mother, it was a weekend, and I said, Mom, when am I going to see him again? And then she told me that I wouldn't see him again. And I looked, and I saw a look in her eyes of pain that shook me to the core, because a child usually is taken care of when they're in pain. But I felt this need to take care of my mother. And it was just the look in her eyes that really mm-hmm. disturbed me. And so I just never wanted to cause that kind of pain in my family ever again. So over the years, I read everything I could, and I started to read some things that were very disturbing, nauseating, actually. And the older I got, that the need to know the truth about Jay, to know exactly who he was, it just never left me. It was almost like a vortex-like pull. And the film is the result of decades of research, first in my own journey to know the truth, whether I liked it or not. And then the more I learned, the more I started to see two Jay Sebrings. Jay Sebring, the man who lived, and a Jay Sebring after he was killed. And the more I learned and the more red flags I saw, the more definitive it became a cognitive process to have Jay's story be told. And also truth with regard to distortions of the murders themselves, and also the people who committed these murders, because there's a lot of narrative in morality-type tales that have been spun into folklore and mythology.
Oh. You know, I'm a little older than you guys, and I do remember when it happened, and I lived in L.A. when it happened. And at first, nobody knew what it was, and then they did, and the whole community where I lived was shocked because of Jay, as much as Sharon and Abigail and all the others. But what was the most shocking thing you found out in that death? It's in the movie, and the movie's very, very well done. But what, to you, what really shocked you the most about the way he died?
Several things, actually. It's a great question. One is that how aggressive he was, that no one has reported, not even the book Helter Skelter. It was almost like it was swept under the rug intentionally. And so when I actually read the testimonies of both Susan Atkins and Charles Watson, I was, for some reason, I just felt like, Jay, that there was something else. And, you know, as you pointed out, between the forensics and the testimony, clearly Jay was definitively, he saw an opportunity, and he went for it against all odds. And that shocked me, that no one even covered that. Why would that just, I mean, if there has been so much attention on these murders, and yet, I don't want to give too much away, but Jay's relevant in so many different ways, culturally and historically, as I said, but he also is an unknown hero in one of the most notorious murders in United States history.
Right.
And, but you know, also, I don't mean to interrupt, but also the distortion of what supposedly had happened to the victims or what was done. And really, it was almost like there was some sort of desire to make things more unspeakable and more salacious than they already were.
Yes. One more question for you. The new generation, the millennials, if you like, this is the first time they've heard about this when it comes to the Tarantino movie. And I know that you got Quentin to be in the documentary. How much of it, of course, it's sensationalized when you have a flamethrower and all that, but how much of that, when you saw that movie, did you say yes, and how much of it made you cringe?
Another good question. First of all, we had several meetings with Quentin, and then he did the interview, as you had said, and I found he and Shannon McIntosh to be, I was impressed with them as people and their consideration for the victims in our families. Clearly, Quentin had even said in his interview that he was not claiming to tell Jay or Sharon's story or even the murders, and that he was, you know, the kind of infusing them into his own story. And I was actually at the premiere. He invited us to the premiere, and I was very nervous. I didn't know what to expect. And so I have to say that I almost feel a bit removed with the ending of the film, just because Jay and what we should have shared and what we could have shared is so prevalent. And I don't think that what Quentin did in that sequence was disrespectful to the victims in any way. You know, he's a talented man and an artist, and he will produce narratives as he sees fit. But what I was encouraged by is, with the exception of this documentary, his was a first in over 50 years, and that is to treat Jay and Sharon, and to, you know, also another degree, Abigail and Wojtek, like people, beyond the fact that they're just these incidental victim props used to package and sell for mass consumption in their own slaughters. And that was encouraging. And sadly, this film is a first, and it took over 51 years to do. And you know, one of the compelling things, not only to know the truth about Jay, but to set a record straight with regard to what actually occurred, and juxtapose, to kick back to what has been perpetrated and distorted, and to set, you know, and to punch back also with the salacious exploitation that has been so ubiquitous and pervasive over these decades, and it's just as pervasive today, sadly.
He would be proud of this film.
Very
congratulations.
Well said. We've been speaking with, yes, he would. We got to run. Anthony DeMaria, director of J. Sebring, Cutting to the Truth from Shout Studios. It is available video on demand on the 22nd, so just in a couple days. Anthony, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the project. Very well made.
Rick, Jan, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Anthony.
I appreciate you both.
Great stuff.
Wow.
And Mrs. Wall, on the other side, get a film recommendation from you.
I got something very cool for everybody.
Oh, good. We need it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Jen Wall, what is cool?
Well, I love YouTube, Rick. I think it's just a great service. So I'm going around YouTube the other day, and I find this movie, Power, the Stan Lee story, how he changed the comic industry in his own words. Whoa. This thing is so good. I think it was made before Stan Lee passed, but it is just fabulous. It's all about his beginnings, how it happened, how he built the comic industry one page at a time, one drawing at a time, how he created this empire, the Stan Lee empire. So, and the star, and how he could, with Star, it's fantastic. Power, the Stan Lee story, how he changed the comic industry in his own words. It's YouTube. Do you go on YouTube? I'm telling you, you could find everything on there.
There are three recent comedy specials from Joe Liss, Mark Noman, and Sam Morril that were all released for free on YouTube, and they're fantastic. I got to meet Stan Lee once years ago. I was a guest at the Santa Clara Comic Con, and he was in the VIP room, and I just went over and shook his hand. I admired him so much.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I interviewed him, and he was a great guy. But this documentary is so detailed, and it's his own words, so it's really worth seeing.
Jan, it's always fun, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Great show.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got 2 hours of sports. Fun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, both of them spending time in Minnesota, the president having a rally tonight in Bemidji, Minnesota. Meanwhile, Biden will be in Duluth, Minnesota, touring a union training center and delivering remarks as well. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue haggling over the details of a coronavirus pandemic bill, airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is set to run out. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, believes,
I want to make sure that our airlines and the industry, not only the air, the passenger carrier, but the cargo carriers, are able to make it through this really difficult time.
This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Moderna's CEO says they could know by the end of October if a coronavirus vaccine is effective. Besides Moderna, Pfizer and AstraZeneca are also conducting large final stage trials in the United States for potential COVID-19 vaccines. Both Moderna and Pfizer have recruited roughly two-thirds of the needed participants. As far as why a vaccine is being developed so quickly, Dr. Scott Atlas, who sits on the president's coronavirus task force, says,
I mean, the urgency is not the election. The urgency is we're in the pandemic and people are dying. I mean, that has to be understood here. It's really unconscionable to make people afraid of this vaccine when those people that are making others afraid are literally killing people.
The United States says it will ban downloads of TikTok and use of Chinese messaging app WeChat on Sunday over national security and data privacy concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After nearly 6 months of isolation during the COVID-19 pandemic, people can start visiting friends and relatives in South Carolina and Tennessee nursing homes and resident care facilities, but there will be no hugs and kisses, and they will have to meet outside. I had a chance to catch up with Jenna Bush Hagar, who has a new book out titled Everything Beautiful in Its Time. The book deals a lot with her love for her grandparents. She also shares with me some tips on how you can stay connected even during the coronavirus pandemic.
I mean, I think just staying in touch with them, you know, do a weekly dinner Zoom. That's one thing that Hoda, my co-anchor at the Today Show, does with her mom. She has her little girl sit at the table. She puts her computer at the table, and they all have dinner together once a week, which I think is a really beautiful way that even though we can't be together, like you said, right now necessarily, we can stay in touch. I think weekly phone calls, I think letter writing. I mean, I try to get my kids to write letters to their grandparents, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. It helps them with their development, of course, in writing. And then also, I know from my parents, they love to open the mail and get a little letter from their grandparents, from their granddaughters.
Starting at sundown tonight, Jews around the world will be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. The Jewish New Year celebration starts tonight at sundown. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. What you got? I said, what you got? We are here to bring you sports. And when I say bring you sports, I mean sports, baby. Lay it on me. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Rick's picks are coming up. Right after a quick break right now, I'll tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. We also have Sal Berry, who's going to join us in a little over a half hour, talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs as Dallas, what the hell's going on there? Check it out. We'll also see what's going on now that the Isles is out and Tampa Bay's in. We have our finals matchup. And then Chad Lee, who's the director at Icon, new game, President's Run. We'll talk to him as well. But other than that, it's your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours and okay, foreign land. I feel like this is the last hour. That first hour felt like 2 hours. But it was great. We have also your emails, if you like, rick@sportsbyline.com. I should get those. Hopefully I read them within 4 or 5, 6 days. The TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the programming here. We stream through sportsbyline.com as well. Just click listen live. People were asking me about Sirius Channel 211, a 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. That is for the video game review at 9 p.m. Sunday night, Pacific time, Monday at midnight. I say Monday at midnight. Basically, it's Sunday at midnight. But that's the whole thing about Sirius there. We also have a Facebook page, Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, a fan page. You may participate if you want to tweet at me. It is at Rick Tittle. Send it to my tees as well. Also in the NBA, how about the Miami Heat? They are 10-1 in the playoffs. Anybody see that coming? I certainly didn't. And apparently there are some Celtics that are pretty mad. Also, Giannis Antetokounmpo, back-to-back MVPs. These are the reports that we're getting. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix, it's a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text POWER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text POWER to 42424 right now. Text POWER to 42424. That's POWER to 42424.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tune in to Salesport Talk on Sports Byline with Karen Lyle and Rick Tittle, Tuesdays at 9:37 a.m. and at 3:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, coming to you at your time zones all over the globe. This was brought to you by All Bay Collision, over 60 years of experience in auto restoration and body repair for SUV, buses, and more. In the San Francisco Bay Area and Tri-City Area, call 510-489-1313. That's 510-489-1313, and tell them Salesport Talk sent you.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, yo. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast around the world. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Rick's Picks, R-I-X-P-I-X. We have one game under our belt. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Thursday Night Football was the Battle of Ohio, won by the Cleveland Browns, 35-30 in Cleveland. Now, the Bengals are 0-2, and they had the number one overall pick. But Joe Burrow, if you look at him, is off to an incredible pace. Yesterday, three more touchdown passes, threw for over 300 yards. So when you say, well, what does it matter, they're 0-2, that's not his fault. It's not even close. Zero interceptions last night as well. But Burrow last night became just the third quarterback in the last 70 years to attempt 60 passes in a game. The only other two were Carson Wentz 4 years ago and Chris Winkie. Winky dinky dog. Hoe cake. Ho's got to eat too. That was 19 years ago. But here's the best part. Joe Burrow became the first quarterback in NFL history to attempt 60 plus passes in a game and have zero interceptions. In fact, he's just the 10th quarterback who's ever done that at any level. joining the likes of Ben Roethlisberger, who's done it twice, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck. He's only the fourth quarterback on that list to accomplish that and throw three touchdowns. So if you look at his stats through his first two games, and it's just two games, his completion percentage, 62% for 509 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, yards per attempt, 5.25. He also has run the ball 15 times for 65 yards and a rushing touchdown. He is one of just 11 quarterbacks in the history of the league to throw for one and rush for one in his first two games. Only the eighth one since the merger. So this is all with no preseason, no mini camp, a limited training camp. But all that matters to Burrow, obviously, is scoreboard. He said, "We lost. That's the only thing that matters. Losing isn't very fun. This may be the only time in my sporting career I've lost two games in a row. Guys in there are hurting. I'm going to come back tomorrow and try to get this thing right. Losing is unacceptable to me, to everybody in there, to everybody in this organization." End quote. Now, this is working with an offensive line that has given him less than 3 seconds to throw. He's under constant duress. And yes, when I was watching him last night, I did watch some of this game. He was throwing behind his receivers a lot. He wasn't perfect, but he still was able to line up in an empty back set and complete passes to eight different receivers, five of which came on the first drive. Bengals were 5 for 5 on fourth down, thanks to his clutch play. Scored 30 points for the third time in the last four games. Now, Cincinnati needed 15 games to score 30 points for the first time since 2019, but they reached that number in just two games this year. Baker Mayfield said, quote, "I heard the rave reviews, and you could tell it's true. The hype is real with Joe." That's nice to say, and of course he can be that way after he won. But if the Bengals can keep this guy upright, they have a good future ahead of them. The record doesn't indicate it yet. Remember, Troy Aikman also won the Heisman, also was number one overall pick, and he played on a 1-15 Dallas Cowboys team, if you can believe that. Yes, that's how bad they were. Burrow is living up to the hype that surrounded him since that record-breaking year at LSU. He basically tore up all the record books and rewrote him. So Burrow said, quote, "I have great people around me. The offensive line did a hell of a job for me. My guys are making plays for me. That's all you can ask for as a quarterback. We've been in scoring range, and that's one positive. Again, we're 0-2. That's all that matters. I'll never accept losing. That's just something that is not in my mindset." So, yeah, he's saying the right things. But the fact of the matter is his line didn't give him a lot of time. And I saw A.J. Green, who was at one time DeAndre Hopkins, drop two passes. Now they're a little behind him, but they hit him in the hands. So, look, Joe Burrow's, like I said, since day one, he's been saying the right things. All right, that one's in the books. Let's take a look now at Rick's picks. Let's do that. And we'll start off with the early games. The Jaguars are at the Titans. And when I look at this game, starting off 2-0 is an opportunity that both these teams want to take advantage of, as they are both 1-0. The Titans have, you know, for some reason, they just don't start off 2-0. They haven't done that in a very, very long time. And the Titans have won 6 straight over the Jags, though, in Nashville. Past two with huge routes. Tennessee is coming off that win in Denver, 16-14, when Vic Fangio got kind of kooky with the clock. The Jaguars beating Indianapolis 27-20 certainly got a lot of attention. I picked the Jags to be one of the worst teams in the entire NFL this year. So it's a bit of a shock. I mean, every time anybody underestimates Minshew mania, there it is. And that's what they were saying about the Colts. They underestimated Jaguars. And they want to start off 2-0, like I said. if you watch the kicker in this, Steven Gostkowski hit the practice field after missing two field goals, an extra point, and having another one blocked in Denver. And this is a four-time Pro Bowler. And he said he's never missed that much in his whole life. The special teams coordinator, Craig Aukerman, said that there are issues that are fixable. Huh. Aukerman said when he was missing a couple, he was like, man, I've never had this happen. We've got to refocus, talk about a few things. It's nice. You know, last year when I got to go to the Emmett Smith combine down at the 49ers practice facility outside of Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, and got to kick field goals with Joe Nedney, San Jose State, Raiders, Niners. And he just said, this is where I step. This is how I swing my leg. It's nothing that I haven't seen my whole life. He didn't teach me one thing that I didn't already know. And I wasn't a field goal kicker, but I watched. And if you're a football player, you basically can coach every position. Unless you're a real dummy, then you can't coach every position. But that's why I think it's funny when these kickers talk about mechanics. You know, I always like to bring up the fact that John Baker said that he had one hitting coach who will remain nameless who would say, you know, people will come into him, am I dropping my shoulder? Am I lifting my leg? Am I got my hands in the right spot? And he's like, look, just hit the ball. You got to the big leagues because you get hit. What am I going to tell you? You suddenly forgot how to hit? Well, you just hit the ball. And I would be the same way. Unless you can see the guy, because what you want to do, and a lot of people don't know this about soccer too, you have to step right next to the ball. If you're right-footed, you got to step right next to the ball with your left foot, literally right over. And then in soccer, you're going to put your laces through it. You're going to put your knee through it. But the way you swing it, you got to put your instep right on the top of your laces through it. So it's funny when Gostkowski says, yeah, I got to look at some things. What do you got to look at? What they have to do is stop Derrick Henry. Now, here's the thing about Derrick Henry, who led the league in rushing last year. On Monday Night Football, he ran 31 times, 116 yards, caught three passes, and people talked about the, wearing him down. Mike Vrabel said there's no pitch count on him. He will be unleashed. And I agree. You gave the guy all that money. He's a big, bruising, pounding back. Why would you have a pitch count on that guy? All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get you in and let's get you heard. Let's get you set up with that. Sound like some salesman. So you want the hydroponic stereo with the tweeter and the subwoofer? Let's go ahead and get you set up with that. Come on down to the back room. By the way, I realized I never gave you a pick on that first game. Titans over Jags. By the way, the Titans are heavily favored. Not really going out on a limb. How about the Buccaneers? They will finally get to play a home game with Tom Stetson Brady. They lost at New Orleans, and I think that one was easy to predict, unless you're Peter King. But here's a six-time Super Bowl champ, a guy who's lost it a few times as well, struggling in his debut with his new team. People said, oh, his coach called him out for the pick six. He didn't really call him out. Brady said, every week's a different challenge. I think it starts with great communication, understanding how to win the game, how to lose the game, being on the same page with my teammates so we can go execute. Obviously, to turn the ball over makes it difficult to win. It's a game of scoring points. You've got to figure out how to score more points than the other team. There's been a lot of focus on those things this week. Well, they had some bad penalties in that game as well. And Arians kind of shrugged off the criticism of his criticism. People said, are you sure you want to say bad things about Tom Brady? Arians said, so I don't really care what other people think. It's just what he and I think. Brady said, he's a coach, I'm a player, just trying to win a game. Now, Matt Rhule, who lost to the Raiders by 4 at home last week, and this is the new guy from Baylor, and I'd say 9 out of 10 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum. 9 out of 10 college coaches that go to the NFL stink and get jettisoned right back to the NCAA ranks, right? Well, he said, I have the utmost respect for Tom Brady. How many? 3 utmost. So what about losing to the Raiders? He said, to me, you learn about a quarterback when things go wrong. Sometimes when things go wrong in a game, like Tom brought them back and he got them within 10 points and still had a chance to win. We know why we have all our hands full. Well, look, the Carolina defense is not much to write home about. There's no more Keekly. The Raiders pretty much did what they wanted against them. So if Derek Carr is going to do that, you think Brady would have a little bit more love and joy against that young defense. The Bucs are very familiar with the Carolina quarterback, too, Teddy Bridgewater. It's just, as Arian said, the coach and the quarterback have history in the same offense, so it's not like they're starting from scratch. Carolina has one hope, and that is Christian McCaffrey. And by the way, Carolina probably would have won that game if Matt Rhule would have given the ball to McCaffrey on a fourth and short, but he decided to give it to the fullback, and the Raiders got the ball back. They were driving, and as I said, they only lost by 4 points. But, yeah. No, the Buccaneers, I think, will get Brady on the winning end. The Dolphins are going to be hosting the Bills. This is an AFC East tilt. And in Miami, as I said. And if Brian Flores' rebuilding project is supposed to end up at the top of the East, then he's got to beat the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. And right now the Dolphins are 0-1 and the Bills are 1-0. And lately that rivalry, if you want to call it that, has gone the Bills' way. And the Miami fans in the stands will be limited, but they will be some fans there. And Flores said, I would agree that the Bills are trending upward. This is a good team. We want to put our best foot forward. Well, they went 0-2 against Buffalo last year. And since Sean McDermott took over there near the Canadian border, they are 5-1 against Miami. And if you want to look at Buffalo being off to their best start among the other three AFC East teams hoping to overtake the Patriots in the post-Tom Brady era, the Bills beat the Jets and the Dolphins lost at New England. Josh Allen threw for 312 yards, which was a career high for him. And the main thing is that the Buffalo Bills held onto the ball for more than two-thirds of the game. 41 minutes. That's obscene if you're the other team, but it's amazing if that's your team. So, look, what is Miami going to do? They're going to throw out a veteran, inconsistent quarterback named Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like the Bills on the road. The Cowboys will host the Falcons. Call for you, one for me. And Mike McCarthy got a little bit of the sentimental stuff out of the way before his first game as head coach of the Cowboys, because that's where he won his first Super Bowl, or won his Super Bowl, I should say, with Falcons 10 years ago. But after getting hired, McCarthy wanted to know how long the ride was from the team headquarters to AT&T Stadium. So he made the trip just to time it out. And when the Cowboys and the Falcons both go into this 0-1. And if you think about and another stadium with a limited amount of fans, the proud this is a proud franchise. And it needs to the very minimum for the Cowboys is to get to the playoffs. They can't have another NFC loss here. Can they? Lost to the Rams. The Falcons, by the way, fell to the Seahawks in Seattle, despite Matty Ice throwing for 450 yards. Remember, the Falcons are the team that were 1-7 a year ago and ended up 7-9. In fact, they started off 1-5 the year before that and finished 7-9. They are just, for whatever reason, they are a slow starting team. But, you know, the Cowboys are, by the way, they're very vague about how many fans will be in there. McCarthy said, yeah, 25%. And then the governor said, 50%. If it's 50%, they'll have 40,000 people in there, which would be very weird. Now, if you think about Amari Cooper getting 1,000 yards, CeeDee Lamb, who they drafted, getting 1,000 yards, Michael Gallup getting 1,000 yards, because this is somebody that Amari Cooper mentioned. But it's really Atlanta that's doing that. Because Julio Jones had 154, Calvin Ridley had 130, and Russell Gage had 114. Each of them had 9 receptions, which is pretty cool. So running back-wise, it's going to be Zeke versus Todd Gurley. Of course, both top 10 picks. Gurley with a new team. Gurley, man, I'll take the Cowboys. How about them, Cowboys? I'll take them at home. The Steelers host the Donkeys. And the Steelers are 1-0. Denver is 0-1. And maybe the best part about Ben Roethlisberger's 38
your old body frame, as he said that was the first time in a year that he didn't have horrifying pain in his right elbow, which has been surgically repaired. So that's good. They can keep him healthy. But, I mean, the Broncos right now, their issues, you know, they had a winnable game against Tennessee, slip away. We talked about that. Couldn't even get into field goal range and lost by two. Drew Lock threw for 260 yards with a touch, no picks. He's only been sacked five times in six starts, so he's a very slippery guy to sack and nail down there. But, by the way, Heinz Field will be completely empty. Jerry Judy. Love that guy in the draft. The Broncos, I think, will really love him. He was tying Malcolm Butler in knots, four passes for 56 yards. But one thing he'll be remembered from his debut is that he had a couple of horrifying drops. And he said, those two drops will probably help me not drop another pass for the rest of the season. Remember, he was renowned for being the guy with the great hands coming out of Clemson. So, a name that you probably not know, you'll know more about as the season goes, is Benny Snell Jr., fourth round pick last year, a guy with a chip on his shoulder, ran for 113 yards against the Giants in week one when James Conner, I'm a friend of Sarah Connor, I was told she was here, when he was out with an ankle. So Fangio did acknowledge now, a day later, that he kind of blew it with the clock. So we'll see what happens if he if time keeps on slipping into the future, Steve Miller. But, yeah, I'll take the Broncos. The Steelers at home. The Steelers, by the way, favored by more than a touchdown. So, once again, I'm not going out on a limb. Rick, you're just picking winners. That's right. Or as the cool people say, money line. We can go with that as well. When we come back, we will talk a little hockey, and then we'll get back to the rest of Rick's picks, and we'll do it with our buddy Sal Berry from puckjunk.com. Come on back on Byline.
They promise you love till death is apart. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I thrill to see her and that is life. And that is friends are good.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra-low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention Rick Tittle, that's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MY-BETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
As Gotch brings it in, Sharks get it out. Here's a breakaway. Patrick Marleau scores!
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Oh, I know. Man, I miss the Shark Tank. It feels like the Sharks haven't played in 3 years. We've been sitting out these Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, at least we know who the final two are standing. The Dallas Stars will represent the West, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are back for the first time in 5 years. They will represent the Eastern Conference because they got a 2-1 overtime victory in Game 6 against the Isles last night. We'll talk about that and lots of hockey stuff with our guest, our friend Sal Berry from PuckJunk.com, hockey writer as well, and a collectible aficionado. Let's start with Dallas, Sal, because I don't think anybody picked this team at the beginning of the year, and I don't think anybody picked this team once we got things restarted down there in these bubbles. But really showing how they can win in many ways. They got into a huge 57-goal shootout with the Lanch, and then they had to knuckle down and win by single goals against a very defensive Vegas team. And I guess they're going to have to ratchet up the offense again against Tampa. But how impressed are you with these Dallas Stars?
Well, I mean, obviously they made it to the final two, so very impressed. They've been getting you know, their top line for them has been, you know, obviously their top line, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, and Alexander Radulov, which is a name I never thought I'd hear in the NHL again, because, as you know, he left to go play in the KHL a couple of times and keeps coming back. But, you know, they've been getting scoring from all around. I mean, their leading scorer, Miro Heiskanen, is a defenseman. So it isn't just been them relying on, like, their top two or three players. They've been getting you know, the scoring, they got quite a few guys who have over 10 points in the playoffs. So everybody has been stepping up for them. And when a team does that, you know, they succeed. So definitely surprised that they're in the final two, but I mean, you know, everyone's contributing. So that's obviously a factor.
I kind of liken them to St. Louis last year, you know, just a good team effort, kind of coming out of the weeds, getting hot. But you mentioned Jamie Benn, who, it seems like he's been captain there ever since Modano left, like for the last two decades. But he was the best player in that series. He was the only guy to have multiple goals. He was participating up and down. And they always say you need your best players to rise up during the tough times. And the captain led from the front.
Yeah, I mean, as you'd hope them to, you would hope for them to do, especially if, you know, they're a forward. Yeah, I mean, Ben has done really well for the team, but like I said, everybody's been contributing. I'm still really surprised by their goaltender, Anton Khudobin. I know everybody's talking about him, but I mean, nobody expected him to be the starter. I mean, the guy is pretty much a career backup, has been traded a lot, and here he is, you know, helping the team get to the finals.
Saturday, we will have game one. It'll be on NBC. We're going to have a couple on NBC Sports Network. But Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, we'll have game one. Now, let's talk about the Lightning a little bit because, you know, the Isles were kind of the adopted team for a lot of fans like myself who had had their teams not even go or knocked out earlier. What Trotz has been able to do there is nothing short of fantastic. Was it just a case of, in the end, the team that was more talented was going to win out?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, like I've said before, and like a lot of people have said, so this isn't exactly rocket science, but I mean, the Lightning, they have a lot of really gifted offensive players. I mean, if you think of Kucherov and Point and Palat, and then even, you know, their number one defenseman, Victor Hedman, you know, chipping in a lot offensively. They're a tough team. I mean, look what they did to the Bruins. They made short work of them in five games, you know, because they're such a powerhouse team. Also, I think it's kind of funny that the two teams in the finals are the Lightning and the Stars, you know, two things that you'd see up in the sky. I like that. There's a theme to this year's Stanley Cup finals. You know, I wanted to say forces of nature, but that would be an Avalanche Lightning final would have been the forces of nature. Stars aren't really a force of nature. They're an astral being, or I don't know what you'd call it, but interstellar. But anyway, I think it's pretty funny that.
No doubt. We're speaking with Sal Berry from puckjunk.com. I think those things too, you know, when the Lions play the Tigers and what if that was real? Good observation. When you the Isles though, I mean, the Isles so disciplined under Trotz, but I mean, if you look at his stat sheet, you can see they were in the bottom third in scoring and full and equal strength this year. Their special teams, at least on the power play, also bottom third. They only got 8 goals in 6 games. It's almost impossible to win a series that way. So how much of it was them coming back to their regular season self and the Cinderella shoe fell off, and how much of it was Tampa Bay imposing their will upon them?
I'd say a little, definitely both. Tampa Bay outshot them a lot in last night's game. I mean, when I looked at the shots, they had like, you know, by the third period, they had at least 20 more shots on net. So, I mean, you're not going to win if the other team is outshooting you by such a wide margin. So I feel like a lot of it had to do with Tampa Bay just being the better team. I mean, the Islanders went really far, all things considered. Trotz got the most out of his players, and he seems to do it by being a likable coach. I mean, I think back to, like, when I watched the Blackhawks in the 90s, and we had Mike Keenan, and then even when Keenan went on to play for the Rangers, or not play for the Rangers, coach the Rangers, and, you know, a lot of players said, you know, Keenan wasn't an easy coach to like, but he was able to get the most out of his players. He just squeezed you like a tube of toothpaste to get every last bit out of you. And, you know, Trotz is not that kind of a coach, but yet he can still get high performance from his players, which, you know, that's why he makes the big bucks, and that's why I think Washington is probably rethinking not giving him the contract that he wanted, which, by the way, they were in agreement about the money, just not about the length of the contract, which, again, I find perplexing. You win a Stanley Cup with this coach, you want to try to keep everything the same, and the Capitals didn't do that.
Yeah. No, we see stupidity like that in almost every league and every sport some years. When I look at Tampa Bay, and, I mean, there are some teams that you could say they really only have one line. Like, you can look at Colorado. But, you know, Braden Point doesn't play for 2 games, and 1 game he played and he was banged up. So Anthony Cirelli stepped in. I thought he did well. But, you know, you look at what Kucherov did, what Palat did. And then you mentioned Hedman on the blue line, which is just really almost an extension of that first line. That depth really showed through, and especially at this point in the season when everybody's just dragging.
Yeah, I mean, and Cirelli got the game winner in overtime last night, which, it was a good goal. I was a little disappointed in that goal. It was kind of anticlimactic. It wasn't a breakaway. It wasn't a, a 5-on-3 or a power play. It was just, I mean, it was a nice pass, and he just, you know, he chipped it on net, and it, you know, it it hit the goalie's pads and kind of hit the pad, hit the post, and then just kind of trickled in, or maybe hit the post and then the pad. And so it wasn't like, it wasn't the kind of overtime goal I think we were expecting. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if a team is going to win a championship, they got to get those pretty goals, and they got to get those ugly goals, and they got to be able to score on the power play, and they got to be able to penalty kill, and Tampa Bay's proven that they could do all of that. I mean, so not to get ahead of myself, but, I mean, I think Tampa Bay is going to win, but I think it's going to be a close series. I mean, I think this is going to be probably 6 or 7 games, so maybe if you didn't ask for a prediction, but I'll just give it because predictions are fun. So I'd say Tampa Bay in 7 because I don't think the Stars are going to go down easy.
Yeah, I would probably think around that star. I was going to say Tampa Bay in 6, and it's weird because I don't like Dallas, their rival of the Sharks, but I love Joe Pavelski, but I hate Corey Perry, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of pulling for Dallas, but all my friends think I'm insane. One more hockey question for you. You mentioned the Capitals, how they screwed things up. Well, the guy that they brought in to replace Trotz, of course, was Reardon, and mm-hmm. Todd Reardon, who has been fired, and now they've hired Peter Laviolette. And we remember he got the Preds to the finals when they won the West a few years ago. But this is a guy that's been an NHL head coach almost 20 years. As a fan, do you think that's what they need? They need a proven guy like Laviolette that can come in, get the respect of the players, get the X's and O's right? Or do you think, oh my gosh, another job for Laviolette, another retread? Aren't there any good young coaches coming up? Which way do you swing there?
With Laviolette, I definitely see him as a great coach that was available. I don't see him as a retread. I mean, every time Todd McClellan gets hired, I throw my arms up and I say, why? You know, but with Peter Laviolette, I don't feel like he's outlived his I don't say shelf life, but shelf life yet. I like Laviolette. I've always liked him as a coach. I actually, you know, secretly wanted him to become the coach of the Blackhawks when he was on the market. I mean, because the Blackhawks have a young coach right now, Jeremy Colleton, and he's doing okay, but I would have loved Laviolette to have been the Blackhawks coach, but, you know, that wasn't going to happen. So I think it's a good move by the Capitals. I'm excited about that. I mean, the whole Reardon thing was they were just trying to keep everything in place, keep the whole system in place and keep what they had in place, and just put in one of Trotz's assistants to try to keep doing what they were doing, and that didn't really work out. So now you're going to bring in a new coach with new ideas and new ways of doing things, but I think they really did well in getting him to coach the Capitals.
By the way, I'd love to start a Babcock to San Jose rumor. I'm not a big Bob
Boehner
fan at
all. No. Why would you do that?
Because they're hopeless with this Boehner guy. I'd rather bring in Mr. Schnoz and have a fiery guy and put a little life into the team.
You know, I don't know how many years he had left on his contract, but he's getting paid to not coach right now, and I think that's the best for everyone, right?
Okay.
He's still getting paid.
I like Coach Mack because he took the Sharks to the playoffs every year. I wish they hadn't fired McClellan. I really wish they hadn't fired DeBoer. I wish they hadn't fired Ron Wilson. It always seems like when the Sharks fire their coach, Suter as well. It's always a guy that I like, Constantine Kingston. I think every time the Sharks have fired a guy, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still surprised about DeBoer. I really am. That really, I was just like, why would you do that? I don't think the problem was the coaching there. I mean, I know a lot of Sharks fans aren't too fond of the general manager. I like Doug Wilson, but I mean,
I love him.
You know,
yeah,
you go through 10 different coaches.
I don't know personally, but yeah, no, I love Doug Wilson, and because he hasn't won a cup, I know a lot of people want him out, but you know, he's taken that franchise to some great heights, and I know they've paid a lot of money for EK9 and EK65 and Jones and Bernsey, and we'll see what happens. Puckjunk.com. Go there right now, hockey fans, and on the Twitter, @Puckjunk. Sal Berry, our buddy, thanks for coming on, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
All righty then. Come on back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Thank you for that. You know, I was looking at some of these jersey sponsors, and I think about a great team like Olympique de Marseille, or just known as Marseille. It says real big on their chest, Uber Eats. How lame is that? Also, Kanye West just texted out that he's now the new head of Adidas, and he's going to reunite Adidas with Puma. And he said he and Jay-Z are going to get back together. And he said all Puma designs are embarrassingly horrible, but he'll fix it. So he insults them. So the Dassler brothers, who were members of the Nazi party, and Adolf Dassler, or Adi Dassler, or Adi Does, he had a falling out with his brother, who then started Puma. This is, as I said, before World War II even began. Jesse Owens wore one of these. You're going to reunite them. Okay. And by the way, Kanye is the head of Adidas. I didn't realize he was the head of Adidas. Wait, he's still running for president, though, too, right? And he's still running for president. All I know is he designed these Crocs that not even a old lady would wear to a cockfight. And so whatever. I just thought I'd let you know that there's a new head of Adidas. His name's Kanye West, and he's going to reunite the Dozler brothers. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got another hour together.